or one of the people involved in the advice of the presidency and the cabinetry as far as the Vuma vaccination drive is concerned. Dr. Nono, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Vuma vaccination drive seems to signal a lot of thinking behind the choice of the name Vuma. Those who might not speak the Nguni languages might think it's just about Vuma, you know. let's keep pushing. No. But it's really more about the issue of agreeing, being part of the vaccination process by choice rather than by coercion. Am I on to something there?
Yes, you are. You are onto something, something good in a way, because if you think about it, in the Nguni language, actually, you know, Vuma is spelled slightly differently.
Yes.
So we actually considered a South Africanism that brings a number of cultures together. You know, Vuma obviously is to give.
Yes.
Push,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Let's get Vuma, let's get going.
Absolutely.
And then it sort of it rhymes with the Vuma in the Nguni language. So we thought if we said Vuma, and when you Vuma, that is you agree.
Yes.
You know, you must agree with energy and strength, and just let's then get onto the tribe and Vuma.
So what you're saying to me is that it is an amalgamation of the two concepts, the impetus of forward movement, but also the agreement theme in as far as the Nguni languages are concerned. But here's my issue, Dr. Nono, and help me understand. It appears that in the choice of this word Vuma, in the Nguni sense, there is an understanding that there is the debate at the moment where people are debating in this country whether or not people should be coerced into taking vaccine, given the fact that we need to get to our 70% mark sooner rather than later, and there is a particular target. Versus, of course, the idea of trying to persuade people so that people do it because bavumile. My question to you is, should the president not address that issue specifically and directly to say, listen, we need to get to 70%. The vaccination numbers are very, very low. We are trying at this stage to get people to vaccinate by persuasion. It feels as though that the threat of coercion is lying in the crevices of his statements.
No, you know, I think part of what we're trying to work on, you know, what I call it the cost of inaction, you know, the counterfactual. And we haven't managed to put that together yet, but we're working on it. And by that, I mean, there is a sense that not everybody seems to appreciate that we actually are in the middle of a war, you know, and that if we were an autocratic state, everybody would be made and forced to take a vaccination, right? Now, that's not the way we work. So the approach that we are now wanting to take is to indicate to the South Africans that the vaccination is actually the only tool, our only hope between now and the next wave. And it's clear from the data from different countries that even if we were to be hit by a fourth wave, the mortality is less. The number of people who get really sick and get into hospital and some eventually demise is less.
Yeah.
So basically, if we don't do this, we actually then are between a rock and a hard place. We will never get back to normalcy, and we don't gain anything. We just have, you know, a situation where people are just saying, no, we don't want to vaccinate, you know, when in fact it's benefit and what are the costs of another very bad wave.
Sure.
The cost, these children and all of that, you know.
So this question must follow, Dr. Nono. If indeed the need for getting people vaccinated is so dire, given the fact that we are in a war, as you describe it, should people not respond favorably to the Vuma vaccination weekends, as perhaps you might hope? What is the next step?
I mean, we hope that people will respond. We hope that, by not taking the traditional route of, here's your vaccinating center or site, go there, but creating the buzz that I think has been always part and parcel of South Africa and how we do things, you know, that people, you know, invariably, as the president said, will follow leaders. And I must affirm that it is not just the political leadership. We've gotten sports people, we've gotten our influencers, we've gotten lots of young people to really come out and really encourage their peers to come through. You know, so it's really a drive that I think resonates with a country that loves the buzz of doing things, you know. So
I won't belabor the question if you don't answer it.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask it again.
Okay.
Should the buzz, should the influencers, the political leaders, and everybody that PR companies who've advised you in this campaign, should that not work because people are just too hesitant or too afraid, or perhaps they are just the influence of anti-vaxxers is just too strong? What happens then?
What happens then? I think we would then have to have the cost of the inaction, like I said, calculated and made very plain and clear to South Africans to say, here's actually the options. If we don't do this, this is what we stand to lose. But if we do it, this is what we gain. And I think this is where we fail. We make it look like it's it's something you choose to do, you know, if you don't want to, it's okay. You know, I think that is where, for me, would be the next step. Count the cost of inaction. If you're tired of sitting at home, if you've lost your job, if you want to go back to work, if you want things to go back, go and be vaccinated. The more of us that are vaccinated, the better. And we also need to show that variants emerge when you have less people vaccinated. So you can't have little bits of vaccination and then you stop. So I think we must make those things very clear to South Africans. And then if that doesn't work, you know, you then have to move into stricter measures, which are not really on the horizon now, because we believe that we've made a few mistakes along the way. You know, we haven't really communicated very clearly the information to our people. We started, you know, with, the start slow, mistakes we made are genuine, you know. So we really have to correct those. That is why I think we must admit.
What is the envisaged period in which the Vuma vaccination drive is going to be operational, Dr. Smilani?
The Vuma vaccination campaign drive will have one now, the beginning of October. We'll have another one towards the end of October, but we're very careful about not making it too close to the election campaign. And we will continue with the vaccination Vuma drive beyond the election campaign until we hit the target.
Dr. Nono Smilan,
if we feel that, you know, things are not moving, there's a lot of ideas that are floating around about how you can incentivize people, how you can really deeply understand. You know, people who say, I can't afford, what can we do? You know, they're asking business, get ready, you know, how can you
Dr. Smilani, I must let you go. We've run out of time, but thank you so much for giving us all of that information. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Dr. Nono Smilani, one of the people in the advisory panel to the presidency in as far as the Vuma vaccination campaign drive.